Well, Sean, as you rightly said, to lose five people in 2 days from a community is, personally for me, is devastating. You know, it's just, it's beyond belief that to think after what happened yesterday on our roads that you'd to get a call this morning, we're told that we have three more people dead, and these are young people. We have two girls, we have two boys, and a girl who's dead, one as young as 18 years of age. So it was a head-on collision, Sean, in the townland of Stirlingford. That's outside Drumkeen. It's on the road that links the Trentaboy Junction with, if you drive straight on the road, it'll take you out of New Mills. It's a minor road and a head-on collision, and we don't know how it happened. We don't know why it happened. So that is really is why I am here this morning, is to appeal to the young people of Letterkenny and Ballybofey to please tell us what they know about these two vehicles. It was a red Toyota Carina came into collision with a blue Peugeot 306, and we are still in the process of identifying the deceased. We're still in the process as we speak of telling parents that their daughters are dead, that their sons are dead. So it's a very, very raw situation here at the moment, Sean.
It's so difficult, Inspector, because, I mean, as you've just alluded to there, people are hearing things very quickly now through social media and through the news, and they're looking at a bedroom where somebody hasn't come home last night, and they're wondering, oh my God, is this my child?
That is the reality of it. We've had the parents waking up this morning, just finding that, ringing us in, send us in pictures. And when you get that picture in and you have to get that parent in here, it's very, very difficult. And as I say, this is five deaths from this community in 2 days, five young people. And it's very, very difficult. You know, it is very, very difficult to comprehend. I personally cannot comprehend how this has occurred. I can't understand how this collision happened last night. I know how it happened, but why it happened, I just don't know. And we need information. We need the help of the young people in this county to tell us if they've seen these. The names will come out later on. I'm not going to give names or areas where these people are from. But it was a red Toyota Carina. It came into collision last night with a blue Peugeot 306. And we have three young people are now dead in the county. And
Michael, what time and where?
It happened, we got the call, John, at a quarter to one last night. There was a lorry driver. He was driving over this road, and he came upon the scene. He was the first person that came upon the scene. And by all accounts, what he witnessed was absolute carnage. And he called it in the collision. We don't believe had occurred long before that. And the vehicles were travelling in the opposite direction. This is, again, it's in the townland of Stirlingford. It's a back road, as I said, that links the Trentaboy Junction on the main N13 road. And if you go up that road, it takes you out at the... You will end out in the New Mills area. Around Letterkenny. So it happened on the crest of a hill. This collision happened on the crest of a hill, and there was a lot of speed involved in this collision.
And when you say a lot of speed, are you considering that there may have been a lot of speed involved on both parts?
Yeah, it would appear from looking at the damage, you know, from looking at the damage, initially looking at the damage, the way the metal is distorted on it, the impact was severe. It would appear that at this stage, from initial examination, the impact was severe. But again, this is a country road. It's a country road. The weather conditions at the time, we believe, were good. It was dry. It wasn't like now. So we just can't understand why this collision happened, how it managed to happen. And we need information. We need information for the parents, find out how their children have died. There's some very, very sad houses in this county this morning.
Inspector, one person amazingly survived.
Yes, we have one person survived, a male. He's been treated in Letterkenny Hospital at the moment. Hopefully he will be in a position to, you know, tell us exactly what happened so that we can, again, as I repeatedly say this, you know, this is done primarily, we do this primarily at for the parents, you know, so that we can tell the parents exactly how their children died. We have to investigate these collisions thoroughly, and we need to know.
And do you believe that the occupants of the vehicles knew each other, or is that something you're looking into?
Yeah, we are looking into that. Initially, it would appear that they may have known each other, but again, we need to get more information in. We have to get more information. Like the appeal I done yesterday was fantastic, and we got really good information in about the movement of the vehicle before the collision. That really helped us. And as I said yesterday, the people of this county are extremely good. An awful lot of families have experienced the pain of road traffic, the collision death, and they know exactly. And I'm asking for the same assistance this morning.
Your appeal appears to be, Inspector, to the young people who may know these youngsters who have lost their lives, or the person who miraculously survived. Your appeal is that maybe there could be people out there who knew the movements or knew what was possibly happening here.
That's exactly what I'm asking, John. That's it in a nutshell. That is really what I'm looking for. Was there anybody that met these young people beforehand? Were they congregating with them? Did they know what was going to happen? Because we certainly don't. I'm looking at an absolute scene of utter carnage out there this morning, on a dismally wet morning. Very, very sad to see, you know, so many young people just lying on the side of the road on a wet, boggy ground, and they're dead. It's devastating. It really is, you know, to see.
I can imagine. Can I just take you back to yesterday? You say after you spoke to us that you had good information, which is good to hear. Obviously, again, two families grieving the loss of their young ones. The man in the van very seriously injured as well. Obviously, these are two completely separate incidents. Again, if people have information, more information on that incident, you want to hear from them.
Again, as I said earlier, Sean, we had calls from people as far away as County Derry that were on the dual carriageway this morning. They heard this interview just yesterday morning. They made contact with us, and it's calls like that that help us put the pieces of a jigsaw together, that we know exactly that we can tell, so that we can tell the families, listen, this is what happened. We know this is what happened.
Okay, this has clearly impacted on you and the people who had to attend that scene and the last night and the night before, and so soon afterwards. I mean, the forensic teams have only just left the scene in the dual carriageway. I'm sure less than 24 hours they're back again in Donegal.
That is it. Correct. It's the same peers, the same personnel are back. And how many dead bodies can you really look at in your life? And particularly when they're so young, it really is a very, very difficult situation for emergency service, for fire service, for ambulance people to be going out to these collisions and looking at that. And particularly when you're a parent yourself and you see their ages and their dates of birth, and you say, my God, he's the same age as my own son. That is the pain that emergency ambulance people, fire service, guards, police officers, whatever country they go in, that's what they have to go to when they go to these scenes. It is quite difficult, and I just we have to do more to make our roads safer, and we constantly appeal, come to bank holidays for people, to drive sensibly, always wear their seatbelt. That thing alone, to wear your seatbelt, it is so important. Cannot emphasize it enough. That's what I've seen the last 2 days. Wearing your seatbelt and reducing your speed is vital.